I mean, Cowgirls, Joe Ligursky, he's on the phone lines. Joe, what's happening today? How are you doing?
Hey, Keith, I'm doing really well over here. We, you know, got a big win over the weekend, and team came back ready to get going, and we got a tough road trip. We're looking down the barrel up, but other than that, we're doing well.
You know, I want to get into to Cowgirl Hoops, but, you know, on campus, kind of, I would say a couple of snubs over the last week. The Wyoming Cowgirl volleyball team getting left out of the NCAA volleyball tournament with a very good resume, and then just announced a couple hours ago that, you know, the all Mountain West football teams, all conference football teams, and Brian Hill, who was seventh in the country with 1,631 yards rushing on the second team. I know you guys like to stick together, maybe a little biased, but those are tough to take, I think, if you're a Wyoming fan.
Yeah, I tell you what, as a Wyoming fan, and not only do I work here, but I am a Wyoming fan. I grew up that way, and you're always pulling for the Cowboys and Cowgirls and like to see people that do well, and that's a big part of it. And, you know, I had a chance to watch the volleyball team play this year, and I know I even sent out a tweet wishing them good luck on Sunday because I felt they were one of the top 64 teams. And like I said, every Saturday you went out and watched Brian Hill run. What an impressive young person that was carrying the football.
You mentioned heading out on the road, and I asked you this yesterday. You played four games in a little more than 2 weeks to start the season, and now you get three over 7 days, and they're all on the road. What changes in preparation now that you've got that kind of gauntlet looking you right in the square in the face over the next week?
Well, I think the biggest thing, Keith, is just the comfort zone. You know, we even saw over the last 2 weeks, we, you know, going overtime with Fullerton, the kids showed some composure down the stretch, but it was just a battle to anything to happen, what I say, sometimes to get easy points, whether it's a lay-in, it's a free throw, it's a wide-open shot, just because the comfort zone's not there, being in that gym every day. And that's one of the things that happens, and the amount of travel. You know, for here at Wyoming, it's about getting on a bus and going to Denver to begin with. And then we fly from Denver to Spokane. And then all of a sudden, we're going to end up busing 2 more hours to get to Idaho. So there's some things that make this trip very difficult. But probably the biggest thing is we're not as comfortable in these environments as what the home team is. And that's why you have home court advantage.
Coach, with the travel schedule, how do you balance practicing and getting your players prepared for the road game on top of the homework as we approach the finals time towards the end of the semester? How do you balance that when you go on these lengthy road trips?
Well, that the biggest challenge we start with is, you know, everyone's mentioned that we will have study table on the road. What you hope for is that there's no delays in your trip where, you know, whether it's a plane, whether it's bad roads, that end up throwing plans off. And so one of the things you have to be is very flexible, you know, kind of just take it as it happens. But yet we do encourage everybody. I got a great group academically. They want to take care of things. If you ever look at our team, you'll see us all in the airport. Everybody's got headphones on, laptops up, and I may be the only one that's watching game film. Everybody else is trying to get their academics done.
I mean, Cowgirl basketball coach Joe Ligursky here in the Sports Zone. You also mentioned yesterday that players, other players are going to have to step up and get more minutes in this week-long three-game road trek that you have. You've had your four big offensive weapons averaging 30 or more minutes. Where do those minutes come from? Who's going to have to step up, or do you see more balance, I guess, in the minutes?
Well, I tell you what we're going to have to do is I think Rika really needs to step up and give Markel a breather. I mean, playing three games in 7 days, all on the road, as you mentioned, it requires trying to get some rest. And so that's one we see at the point guard position. Then it's Marlia Campbell, Natalie Baker have to step up on the inside. And I think Haley Legaki played very well Friday against Santa Barbara. And she's given us an opportunity to be able to use her. And so now all of a sudden you take a look at that becomes a 9-player rotation. But it's, once again, two sophomores, a junior, and a freshman. The inexperience is tremendous, and that's probably going to be the biggest challenge for us outside of how talented Gonzaga and Idaho are. Gonzaga is going to start 6'5", 6'2", 6'2", across the front line. Their three losses have been to Stanford, North Carolina, and USC. That says a great deal about what they get done. And then Idaho's 5-1 on the season, Keith. They got beat by Duke by 6 points, and Duke's just in the top 10 year after year. So we really got our work cut out for us, and teams are playing very well this year in Gonzaga and Idaho.
Because, Joe, when you just mentioned the talent of the teams you're going to be facing, at least in the first two games of this set. So obviously you scout, you go over game plans, but do you focus more on what your team needs to do? Or, I mean, you know, with a young team, you know, do you worry about, well, intimidating them a little bit when they look at tape and scouts? Or how do you kind of approach that with these two games?
Yeah, Gags, that's one of the concerns that we always have is, you know, we've taken an approach this year where we've given less with scouting and try to get them just to focus more on what we're trying to do. And so far, we've done very well with that. But you can get too far involved in the scouting where you overwhelm them. And I think that's one of the things when we've taken a look at Gonzaga with the number of things they do, whether it's defensively, offensively, we have to pick and choose what we can provide this unit and then hope that, one, we just continue to get better. And that's a big plus. With Idaho on Saturday, we got to stop their transition. They'll shoot 30 to 40 threes a game, and you're going to have to take away the three-point line as well as transition, and that may be the two things we just try to get across. And hopefully, like I said, we'll talk next Tuesday and see how things went as I'm back on the road to go to Denver. So there's a lot of challenges ahead for this group, and when you throw in the academic piece, getting ready for finals, and that's something that's very important to this whole group, me included.
One good thing playing Gonzaga this year, what, they have a 6'5 post player. At least you don't have to put Jordan Kelly on her this time around, right? She can play her natural position.
You're right, Keith. We're a little bigger on the inside, and we have everybody ready to go, and that just created some real issues for us. But yet, you know, you're trying to create something also on an offensive end. And on an offensive end, maybe Jordan gave us a little more ability to move the ball on the perimeter, but then you got to go down. And I always say, I wish we were like football. You run your offensive guys in on one end and your defensive guys in on the other end. But it's a challenge for Jordan, and she did really well last year. She was sixth player of the year in the league, and she's off to a good start this year with a lot of energy, rebounding, scoring. So, we just got to keep her on a smaller player at 6'2" when Jordan's 5'9". So that's a bonus for Jordan.
Now, you've had teams that like to shoot the three-point basket and shoot a lot of threes, but 30 to 40 in a game, how do you do? I mean, that's just ridiculous to go up against a team that you know is just going to jack them up like that.
Yeah, I tell you what, Keith, and it's scary because I knew when we would shoot a lot of threes, 25 to 30, if we were on that night, we could beat somebody 30, 40 points. If we were not on that night, we were beat. And that's the thing that you roll the dice with. And they've been shooting the ball extremely well. Last week out, they beat Iowa State by about 32, I think it was. And they went 9 for 11 with one player. Those are things you look at that we really got to make sure that we guard to that line. But it's easier said for us all to look at film and then have players when you're running up and down and you're used to rotating for help. And then you find out help means they're kicking it out for another three.
So does it help? Again, I know Gonzaga and Idaho are very talented, but you've already brought this team on the road and got a win against Fullerton. And again, not putting Fullerton in the class with Gonzaga and Idaho, but at least to know what it's like to go on a road trip, get on a plane, and do those things. Can that help this team, or does it really play much of a factor as you go on to this road trip?
No, I think with this road trip, it's really different in the fact that we're out there also for 5 days. Usually, you know, with Fullerton was a single trip, you're in and you're back out. And this one's a little bit longer, a little more time to think about things. And as I said, this group, you know, they know finals is coming up also. And so this is something that we're going to have in January with conference play. And so we're very aware of trying to get this done to see how we react as a group with this and what we need to basically adjust when it comes to January, and we're doing the same thing.
So, Joe, are you rooting for chaos this weekend, or are you down with the status quo in college football with the championship games?
Well, I think the biggest thing I was concerned about is that I got up to my office early today, so I tuned in to KFBC.
Oh, no.
And I heard a little fear in the voice of one Keith Kelly.
Yeah.
Saying that, yeah, I don't know if I want to be the number three seed. I may have to play Alabama.
Right off the bat.
Now, you know, and you know how I am. I sit there and tell you the SEC is the best football in the country.
I don't think they are this year.
Now all of a sudden you're worried about playing the number two seed, Keith?
Ooh, that's rough. That's rough.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. You want to be four, or you know what? That's what you want to be. But the other thing I looked at, Keith, what we have right now is a 17 playoff.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody says we need to have everybody in, get more teams in. The winner of Michigan State-Iowa gets in.
It's a quarterfinal matchup. It's a quarterfinal.
It sure is. Clemson and North Carolina, you know, they're there. Alabama and Florida, they're there. It's things that I think works out really well. Now, I don't see Alabama getting beat.
No.
And Oklahoma's in. But I think I'm with you. You better move Alabama to number one.
I would like to see that.
Yeah, I figured you would, but I just had. But doesn't it feel good, Keith? You're sitting at home knowing your team's in.
You know what? It's interesting. Somebody tweeted out that covers college football. This is the second year in a row that a Big 12 team has been number three heading into the final week of the regular season, and that worked out really well for the Big 12 last year when TCU beat Iowa State by 50 and dropped three spots. But the biggest difference is that OU's in with a conference championship. That's the biggest difference. TCU, the Big 12 was unwilling to anoint one or the other a conference champion last year, and that's what kept them out of getting anything, I think. But, yeah,
hey,
that's nice.
Oklahoma's in, and as I've heard people talk today, there is no doubt there's about a half a dozen schools whose name recognition helps.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma's one of them. And Oklahoma football, back to Barry Switzer days, when you talk Oklahoma, you think football. And so, Keith, you can rest really well this week because the Sooners are in. No matter what chaos happens, the Sooners are in. They are not going to be dropped. Now, I was pulling for Notre Dame last weekend because I like to see a little more chaos because it just really, you know, brings the fan base back in. Everybody wins out. There's no controversy. There's no discussion. But like I said, it's going to be exciting again. I think Michigan State's going to beat Iowa. I think Clemson will beat North Carolina. And after watching Florida State, I think Alabama's in. I think the big question will be is the margin of victory and if Alabama jumps to number one.
I think we're all in agreement there. My vote is Joe Ligursky on the College Football Playoff Committee. Pulls up a Dodie coach of the Cowgirls, and fly to Dallas every week as well.
And you take me with you, and I'll just carry your bags, Joe. So
yeah, I tell you what, there may be people that go give up your full time job and then go do this, because I tell you what, it's exciting with the college football. There is no doubt about that. I think it's taken something away from quite a few of the other bowl games.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, you know, and nobody's pointing towards something that's happening on December 20th or the 22nd or, you know, but boy, everybody's tuned in to what this Final Four is, and I think that's an exciting piece of what happens and stuff. But I figure at the end, Keith, it's going to be Alabama 1, Oklahoma's going to be number 2.
Okay.
And then you're going to see Michigan State number 3, and then or maybe Clemson's 3,
yeah.
Michigan State's 4.
All right.
But I think they're going to make some jumps. I think that North Carolina game will be very interesting. The score of that is going to shake it up. If Clemson wins handily, then Clemson stays 1. How about that?
You're on, Coach. Very good.
You're with that?
I'm with you on that. Yes.
I hope things go well. I'm not even going to be able to pay attention to anything on Saturday.
You're going
to
be busy.
Night. I'm going to be very busy trying to figure out if we can stop somebody from shooting another 3.
Well, good luck, Coach. A long road trip for you, and we'll talk next week. Thank you so much.
Guys, take care, and thanks for your time.
There you go.